This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, on my Moss Family Automotive Studio right here to great radio stations across America as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout goes out to our military men and women, also our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working all across the oil rigs, whether they're in the U.S. of A. or around the world, thanks for what you're doing, keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and also on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, we seem to have a situation going on in China, as if we don't have enough, but apparently our investigators, U.S. investigators that study the nuclear activity of different countries, are saying that there's red flags being raised in China about the possibility of some secret nuclear low-level tests. What's this all about?
They're low-yield underground operations. They have underground chambers. And these chambers keep from the normal transmissions of symptoms or indications that nuclear tests are going on. Now, China has a location known as Lop Nur, which is this test site. And they have these explosive containment chambers. And we're seeing some interesting activities at this particular location. So we are looking at the indications that we have seen, and that's why the evidence is not absolute, but that looks like what is happening there, because we have these sensors, and these sensors are there for countries to monitor their activities. Now, I think that China has 30 nuclear weapons, and we know where they are. So from satellites and seismic stations and what are, known as some technologies that we have around the world, that's how we monitor these things. So China is not banned from doing these, but they are required under the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty Organization kind of thing, are supposed to make notifications, and apparently have not done that. So this is that's part of that news.
Wow. Now, yesterday in Lansing, Michigan, about 10,000 vehicles descended on the city, and one of the mainstream news networks came out and said several hundred people are protesting in front of the state capitol. Not as large of a crowd as what they thought there was going to be, but what they didn't realize is the real protest was the people in the cars that tied the whole damn city up and had the interstate backed up for 10 miles.
Yeah, there were a couple of groups that were actually doing protesting. Now, one particular group that did the arranging of this was the one that was able to mobilize 10,000 vehicles. And they did stay in their cars and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
There was another group that decided to kind of do their own thing, and those are the ones that were on foot in front of the state house. And they were not practicing distancing, and they didn't take those kind of precautions, which the governor seized on.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a couple of counter-protesters. But what is, I mean, what this governor, little Miss Gretchen, did was really tyrannical. And, you know, you can go into a store and you can, so the stores are open.
Yep.
But she's banning your purchase of certain things within the store, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, paint, a hammer, nails. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then there are a lot of people in Michigan that happen to own a second, like a vacation home.
Sure.
Up in the peninsula or wherever, and they are forbidden to go to their second home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can travel around the state, obviously, because they're moving,
mm-hmm.
but you can go out in like a rowboat, but you can't go out on a jet ski.
Yeah, or a motorboat, yep. Yeah. Well, that's because her crowd likes to kayak.
Well,
the Governor Whitmer.
The point is that there's all these ridiculous distinctions, and that's really what the Operation Gridlock was about.
Well, it was quite successful, and I watched them, and you probably did too, interviewing some of the leaders. There wasn't that much. I didn't think they interviewed that many people in the crowd. You would have thought they would have. I guess they were. Maybe it's because they had the windows rolled up and they weren't really saying much, but the Fox reporter was pretty much on the sidewalk. Just saying, look at these cars, and all the horns were being blown as far as you could see down the street. As far as you could see, the traffic was backed up, whatever it was, three lanes wide all the way down to the interstate. And like I say, out on the interstate, it was backed up for 10 miles coming into Lansing.
Well, the governor, she's not going to bend. So I think that Operation Gridlock may need to step up its game.
All righty, and we'll be right back. And by the way, Eric is saying the same thing we're talking about right now is actually going on in throughout Europe, and in particularly in the United Kingdom. They're having the same sort of protest in the United Kingdom. Okay, I did not know that, Eric. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program, a conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you know, the legal system doesn't always get it right because they know, we know, the last person standing when you have to defend yourself is the first person the police are going to look at, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either, nor should you be accused of being a bad person when maybe you were just trying to, gosh, defend yourself. So anyway, here's what I want you to do. I want you to check out the United States Concealed Carry Association by going over to the Facebook group, Americans for America, and go right there on the Facebook page, and you'll see at the top of the page the USCCA logo link. Click on that. First of all, you get a chance to win a free gun a day, because they give a gun a day every way, every day. And while you're there, you'll see an opportunity to join the USCCA, three levels of membership. And if you become a member, depending on which level of membership you get, you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff. But you will always get the Concealed Carry Magazine, the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine. Now, that's the USCCA logo link on the Americans for America Facebook page. Check it out. I'm sure you're going to like what you see there. A lot of great contributors over there putting articles over there. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we know about Germany wanting to reopen. They announced yesterday they're going to reopen May the 3rd. They're going to open the schools. They're going to open various shops, and they're going to open some of their factories for business again, manufacturing. And we now know that America is rapidly moving towards reopening business in many states. We keep being told about these 20 states that are ready to go, and they're just getting ready to make the announcements. Some of them may, in fact, be operating before the 1st of May. It's all up to the governor's discretion as to what and how they want to do it, following the CDC guidelines. And I guess we're going to be having as many as possibly 29 states between now and, say, the first or second week of May will all be up and operating as normal.
Yeah.
That's what we're hearing.
The federal government is going to release its guidance sheet, allegedly today, maybe tomorrow, of which would then be provided to these governors, and then the governors necessarily confer with their mayors or their county commissioner, respective county commissioners, to lift, whatever restraints have been put there, and perhaps apply some stipulations. Now, if I recall, Governor Newsom and Governor Cuomo came out with executive orders yesterday of one of the stipulations is you go out in public and you must wear some kind of a nose and mouth covering.
Right, either a mask or just a little whatever.
Period.
Yep.
Trump has refined or kind of amended his posture here on being in control of the states. So he kind of refined that. He said what these states do, we will be supporting them. But they will also put pressure on some of these states because 24%, this is an interesting statistic that came out yesterday, that 24% of the counties across the United States do not have any cases and never did. So I think there will be some aggressive pressure put on the governors that have those counties, and at least those counties can reopen. It'll be a rolling kind of stipulation, and then there'll be perhaps some industries that will not open, of which I think California is already saying there will not be any sporting events until 2021, but I don't know that to be true.
That was the governor, the mayor of L.A. said that, mayor of L.A.
So.
And the mayor of New Orleans said the same thing, by the way.
Sorry.
Tell that to the Saints.
So here we are.
Now, 25 states have got school out for the remainder of the year. And we're hearing that the schools are going to be reopening in many states here in the not-too-distant future, because that's all part of getting the folks back to work.
Well, this one's going to be kind of interesting. When we say remainder of the year is really up in May. Last June.
May.
Okay? So now there's a big issue within the school boards of the respective states to determine if students have to be held back, what their progress was while they were doing the homeschooling, because some schools or some students were doing everything they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Others weren't doing anything. So there's going to be some real hardships when it comes to the opening of the schools in the fall. So school's going to be a big problem. There's some major uncertainties there.
Well, weren't some of the schools the kids were given laptop computers to actually do their courses via the laptop computer? Is that not what was going on?
Yeah, but some of them are, it's not really laptops, but, they at home, they had, a computer and they had access to do online learning. But some had to compete with other people in the house to get access to a single computer, or some didn't bother to do it at all. So there's going to be some big, big burdens on these teachers, on these principals, and on these school boards to determine who did what, where they are, and so forth. I mean, it's going to be a mess.
Okay, we have a question here online from Jan in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I love listening to the show. Love your segments with Denise Simon. Keep up the great work. My question is, the president threatened yesterday to adjourn Congress to force his political nominees through. How can the president adjourn Congress?
Actually, he can. There is a stipulation. I saw a snippet of this from Jonathan Turley yesterday, who is a constitutional lawyer.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scrolling back to see if I can't find what he said, but,
Georgetown University, I think.
Yeah, he's a professor there, but, the president can do that, but, the likelihood of he doing it is slim to none. I'm still scrolling back. I hope I didn't delete it. But yeah, there is an interesting authority given to the president for that reason, giving him the authority. The reason might be a little on the shaky side, but, it's likely that he will not do it. It was more of a threat / shot across the bow because he's got so many people that he has nominated for key positions that the Senate hasn't confirmed yet.
So, in other words, he can do it, but he probably won't.
Correct. And I wish I'd have read the piece so I could give you the paragraph or whatever it was that gives him that authority, but I'm sorry I didn't go any further.
All right, Eric is chiming in telling us about his young one. Has about 5 hours of at-home classes 5 days a week from his school via the computer.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what they're doing there. Now, in addition, we've got the South Dakota governor who resisted the stay-at-home orders yesterday. Her legislature wanted to do something, and she said, no, no way. And Hillsborough County is in the national news right now because a week ago they made a curfew order, which was temporary, was not permanent. Today they vote on the permanent nature of it, and Sheriff Chad Cronister yesterday, Hillsborough County, put out a poll to see what the people thought about it. And I've been told during the course of the evening by someone that's been watching the poll that it's 3-1 against the curfew. We may see that thing get rescinded today by the county emergency committee.
Okay.
So that's kind of interesting. All right. But what a way to make the news, right?
Well, I mean, there are some places there are curfews. I'm not sure, in a curfew situation, there's always, exceptions. And so I don't know if there are in this case or not. I assume so.
All righty, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low and enjoy the weather on the mountaintop. Alrighty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all her great articles, see the ones that she writes, and her page over there. She's also got some other stuff over there, too. I'll be right back with more, and don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the...
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. nearly 28,000 people have died due to COVID-19 in the U.S. as the senator's top Democrat proposed a $30 billion nationwide coronavirus testing program. President Trump said new guidelines to reopening the economy will be announced on Thursday. He also said Abbott Labs developed an antibody test that will determine if someone has had COVID-19 and potentially developed immunity.
The company says these tests could be available to screen up to 20 million people in a matter of weeks.
He was asked about those printed coronavirus stimulus checks that will be going out bearing his signature.
I don't know where they're going, how they're going. I do understand it's not delaying anything, and I'm satisfied with that.
Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine said his state won't open up normally until there's a vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. In 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job as a certified aviation maintenance tech. To find out more, here's their ad right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One of them is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa, and the other side of the bay is Clearwater in St. Pete, and they're in Clearwater across the bay. They also have a second campus located in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city of Boston. And they know that more and more young people have decided not to go off to college, but they're instead learning a trade because they want to have a job and then think about what it is they want to do after that. But
some of these jobs that they're training for, and they are good jobs, they're talking about computer technicians and electricians and plumbers and pipe fitters and welders and truck drivers and forklift operators. You know, they're all pretty good positions, heavy equipment operators too, I might add. But a lot of those jobs are union. And the problem is going to be when you start out in the union, you're going to start out as an apprentice. And you could be, depending on the union you're in and the job you have, you could be an apprentice for one whole year. And then you're going to get 80% of whatever the starting wage is as an apprentice, which means if the starting wage is $12 an hour, you'll get $9.60. If the starting age is $10 an hour, you'll get $8 for that length of time that you are an apprentice. Now, how would you like to start out on top of the pile? Because as a certified aviation maintenance tech, you will wind up working 40 hours a week to begin with a base salary that'll pay you right around $60,000 a year, according to the latest stats that are out there. In addition, you will be in an in-demand job, which is something that you can't necessarily say about the other places that I just mentioned. Now, the reason for which is, take a look at all the airplanes that are sitting right now. About 58, maybe as high as 60% of the flights across the country have been canceled, and more are being canceled right now. Well, when that happens, the airline has to park the plane somewhere, and they pretty much seal it up until they're ready to put it back in service again. But in order to do that, it takes an aviation maintenance tech working on the aircraft to make sure everything's working. And that's where you talk about job security. They won't have enough people to do the job to get all these planes back in the air. It'll take quite a while to do it. But my point is, to find out more, go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and while you're there, why not schedule a tour of one of the facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida in Tampa Bay. Now, the website again, naa.edu, naa.edu, or the phone number to take the tour, 800-659-2080. And believe me, you're going to love taking a tour of one of their facilities. 800-659-2080. Give them a call today. Now, the Army has issued guidance on breaking and extending leases during the stop movement order that they've got out there right now. Soldiers unable to PCS due to the COVID-19 outbreak and stop movement order should mediate leasing disputes with landlords or property managers first, and then go to an on-page legal office if all else fails, according to an all-Army activities message released this past week. And there are some military folks having problems with their landlords and whatnot, as you might well expect. Now, the Navy's top enlisted sailor is confident that the measures the service is taking right now to keep the training pipeline moving, and it's going to help smooth the flow of the personnel in the coming months when the Navy can resume the movement of sailors across the force. Right now, the Navy's having a problem with some of their biggest battle vessels, the aircraft carriers. For example, the Theodore Roosevelt, over 600 of their crew have tested positive for the virus, and they've been taken off the ship, which is not very good in Guam. And U.S. Air Force medical personnel are currently on the ground working long days in New York City hospitals, augmenting civilian staff who are absolutely overwhelmed by the new coronavirus outbreak in the American epicenter of COVID-19. Some hospitals are very busy and some hospitals aren't. It's just all in the luck of the draw, I guess. And the U.S. Air Force, are you ready for this, folks? Has launched a search for flying cars this month. You heard me right. The Air Force will kick off its effort to encourage the development of flying cars with a virtual launch event featuring product presentations and government briefings from April the 27th to May the 1st. It's going to be interesting if you're interested in that sort of thing. Flying cars. Now, I've seen them, and so have you. They got them, but the Air Force is very much interested in the development of that. By the way, the security cameras installed across the Marine Corps barracks were not an effective tool to reduce criminal activity or prevent sexual assaults, according to a year-long study of the Marine Corps pilot program. This was in Camp Pendleton. So they didn't reduce the crime at all there. And cell phones at Parris Island? Well, yep, that's the latest move by the Marine Corps to cope with COVID-19. Parents can mail cell phones to recruits going through boot camp aboard the Parris Island, South Carolina base during the fourth phase of training to help mitigate communications issues that may arise over the COVID-19 disruptions, according to the Parris Island Depot that came out yesterday. And the Coast Guard seized $29 million in cocaine from a Costa Rican fishing boat. Now, this came as the U.S. Coast Guard seized 1,700 pounds of cocaine from a fishing boat off the coast of Central America last week. The president mentioned the other day, he praised him on, I believe it was Tuesday, his press conference praised him for what they did, part of the drug effort that we're hearing about going on right now. Also, the newly formed U.S. Space Force is not staying on the sidelines for a fight against the COVID-19. They are involved also in what they do as part of the Space Force. By the way, the National Guard, latest National Guard COVID-19 figures. Troop count now is top 30,000 for the first time. That's 30,000 National Guard troops mobilized in the effort to cope with the COVID-19 epidemic. And every day, a team of public health officials turns up at the White House briefing room to lay out measures being taken to contain the COVID-19 epidemic. Some of them we've met, some of them have been on television, many of them have not. Now, here's a weird story. A 39-year-old Atlanta, Georgia resident tried to sell 125 million face masks to the Department of Veterans Affairs that he did not have. He wanted $750 million for 125 non-existent COVID-19 N95 masks. He was trying to sell them, get as much money as he could up front, but he didn't have them to sell them to begin with. Well, be careful what you wish for. Alrighty, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's another great day in the neighborhood as we continue to roll across the overnight airways. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program, my conversations with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by my very good friends over at the Two Guys Gun Show, and in particular, Guy Lamakis and his gun store that he has. Now, he also does a concealed carry permit training, so if you want to get involved in any of that, his address for his gun store, Phoenix Ordnance, is 8601 49th Street, Pinellas Park, Florida. He's open Tuesday through Saturday. Now, maybe, since there's three gun shows set up for next month, he might be able to do all three, but I'm thinking he's going to do two of the three. He's got one scheduled for Sarasota, May 9th and 10th, one scheduled for Oldsmar, May 23rd, 24th, and one scheduled for Port Charlotte, May 30th and 31st. I'm betting that probably the last two will be a go. I'm not sure about the one in Sarasota, May the 9th and 10th, but certainly if it is, I'll be there. I'll tell you that right now. If it's going on, I will be there. But when it comes to guns and when it comes to getting your permit to be able to carry, your concealed carry permit, check them out. Phoenix Ordnance, 8601 49th Street, Pinellas Park. Now, if you want to check them out more, you can go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, and he's got all the information in there about what he does, including the Phoenix Ordnance Gun Store that he runs, too. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You live in New York, right? Not the city, but New York. Close enough.
Yes.
Long Island, Huntington.
Yeah.
Huntington. The mayor of New York yesterday, Governor Cuomo, not the mayor of New York, Governor Cuomo came out and said, as a matter of fact, he made it an order, all New Yorkers must wear a mask in public or face covering anytime you're out in public or within 6 feet of anyone.
Yeah, basically, let me explain to this what this is. This is just giving a false sense of security, make people feel comfortable. That's it. It's not going to really do much of anything at all. So, again, it's there to make people feel better, I guess. That's about it. You got a lot of little Nazis and Stasis running around all over the place, you know, all nervous about everything. Maybe it's in a hope to help, you know, convince people to get out the front door or give them a false sense of security. Who knows? But, you know, there's not a lot of reasoning behind it. If that was the case, why didn't we do this 2 months ago?
Yeah.
3 months ago. I mean, come on. It's silly now.
Now, economically, it looks like as if the world is going to start to get on track here fairly quickly. Germany announced yesterday they were going to reopen beginning May the 3rd. They were going to open various shops around the country. Their schools were going to open again, and they were going to start various manufacturing plants were going to open up full bore again.
Yeah, again, we got to get on the shtick here and start doing the same thing. They're not the only ones. Other countries are. Italy's starting to as well. Spain, also, certain nations are to do it. France extended their shutdown until, mid-May. We've got to come up. The president's supposed to announce, they put out some announcement in regards to what's going to be happening moving forward. Again, there's a lot of focus on the amount of tests, that can be taken. I know that, next week, I'm going to be able to take a plasma test. To see if I had already gotten it and, I'm okay, after the fact and whether or not that makes me kind of immune to it. We'll see if that's going to happen.
Why next week? How come they didn't do it sooner if they thought something was going on?
I don't know. I mean, it's still here in New York, here on Long Island. The only way you're going to get a test is if you have symptoms. Mm-hmm. That's it. You still can't just say, hey, I want to just be tested. You've got to show symptoms. Or you're not getting one. It's a chiropractor buddy of mine is actually getting a machine and using it for his patients, so you can check to see if you've gotten it. So I'm going to go check that out next week.
Good, good. All right, and folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, manufacturing output has fallen some 6.3% in the biggest drop since 1946. Apple released a budget $399 iPhone SE. As the virus now is stalling the economy, but Apple with a $399 iPhone, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm curious to see what Apple is going to do and many of these American companies are going to do moving forward. If it turns out that this, with the Fox News reports are true, and guess what? This came from a laboratory in Wuhan. There's going to be a pushback. There really is. Americans are going to be, you know, very much, not buying stuff being made in China. And, again, it's going to have to force companies here in America to make some decisions upon where they're making the stuff.
Yeah, now what you're talking about is sources, according to Fox News, are the ones who broke the story. Sources believe that the coronavirus originated in Wuhan in a lab as part of China's efforts to compete with the United States with bio-warfare.
Yeah, again, there was reports even going back a couple of years ago about the safety concerns at that laboratory. Again, how are we going to react to this as a nation? I'm curious. We've become, in many respects, a nation driven by, you know, the fact that we're consumers and we like to buy stuff. Will Americans finally get to the point in time and say, you know what, I'm going to pay an extra $4 or $5 for that shirt rather than have it made in China with slave labor? I'm particular about that stuff. I look at labels before I buy things, but most of the country doesn't. I go to many of these big box stores and see the stuff on the shelves and take a look at where that stuff is made, and you're going to see where it's made. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe Americans will start saying, you know what, I want to start looking. I want stuff made in America. I want stuff made in places that our allies make goods. And we'll see if that's the case.
Now, you like sports, right?
What are sports? I almost forget what they were.
Well, Dr. Fossey yesterday, Dr. Fossey, a little short guy, he said, bring back sports without fans in the stands. So now we hear the NFL's coming back with no fans in the stands. We hear
they're not going to do that.
I just saw the story on Fox. The NFL's talking about coming back playing football with no fans in the stands.
Listen, I hope that they don't. Well, they're talking, maybe making that an alternative, but you got to put butts in the seats. I mean, this is ridiculous. Enough is enough. Are you going to, have football games without anybody watching? I mean, at the games, that's a big part of it, the tailgate and everything that goes along with that. Don't succumb to that yet. I mean, maybe now you want to start out maybe getting some baseball games going, with that, but, you gotta let people get back to normal here at some point in time. This is crazy. I mean, you can't go on like 3 years.
Major League Baseball is talking about playing the for a month out in Arizona where they do spring training, and back down in Florida where they do spring training before they move on.
Yeah, I heard about that too. Some of the players weren't exactly thrilled about it. We'll see what they do moving forward, but I mean, I hope they don't say, okay, here, this is how we're going to do it, and this is how it's going to be done, without even, seeing where we're going to be at that point in time. I think that's just crazy.
Now, did you see what happened in Michigan yesterday?
Yeah, it was massive. This is going to be it. They're going to start, people are going to start revolting against this. They are. It is what it is. You're going to see that state of Michigan. That's going to be a red state in this upcoming election. Yep. People are going to have it. I mean, people are sick and tired. People don't want to go on unemployment. They don't want to. People want to work. Yep. They want to work. So let people work. Enough is enough now. I mean, it's just silly, and I want to have more of that. Yep. I wish that, more people get off their butts and do that. It's kind of funny. The point is made. You always talk about rallies that take place around the country, and it always happens to be leftists doing it. And the thing is that, people that are conservatives never have rallies and do that type of stuff more often than not because they're working. Now they're out of work, so they're not going to be able to rally.
Well, they got in their cars. The state police estimated 10,000 cars had Lansing, Michigan tied up, and it was backed up on the interstate for 10 miles.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I think that's great. I don't know if you saw this as well. The state senate in Pennsylvania passed a legislation to put it onto the governor saying, listen, you're going to have to stop with all of these shutdowns and allow people to get back to work. So there's pushback now.
Yeah.
We're going to start seeing more pushback. People don't want to starve. They don't want to go on unemployment. They don't want government checks.
No. Nope.
Okay, we don't want them. Okay, we want to work.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're absolutely right. And, of course, this is the other thing that's they're going to find out real quick here. And, by the way, here comes the music, so I'm going to have to let you go. But it's going to be an interesting day ahead, and tomorrow we'll be talking about more of these protests because I hear there's some more scheduled. We're going to have one in Tallahassee in Florida today. So I will talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I'll tell you, folks, the people are mad. They've had it. They want to go back to work. This curfew in the home county here, the radio station that I'm at, that's going to go. You watch and see. They're going to come to their senses today. I'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.